Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard for Night Train. Night Train.
I can.
You can go loud if you like.
Steady. This is why you should do a mic check before the show starts.
If only we turned up 20 minutes ago.
Anyway, hello, good evening and welcome. It's the Night Train here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Professional as ever.
Yeah. Thanks to Andy for the last 2 hours of Weekend Breaks and Angry Kittens. And everyone else leading up to
Oh yeah.
us today. Shout out to Welsh, shout out to Platinum Plates, and Pete Evans starting things off on a Sunday here on Sheffield Live. But this is, it's our time now.
Yeah, our time to shine. We never get to hand over to anyone, do we? It's
no.
Kind of weird, that.
I mean, we've never had to have.
No, we did. No, we didn't.
No, we used to come in when we used to start at 11.
Yeah, the taxi driver dude.
Yeah, and he'd sort of have a live phone in. And then he stopped coming in. We used to see Andy every week.
Shout out to him.
Yep. But yes, anyway, this is the Night Train, in case you didn't know. We kicked off with some frantic library funk from ATA Records, as I get my show notes up.
Had a mulatto tinge to that.
It did. I've not written any notes. It's the Sorcerers with Cornus Baltic Connection. So I think that's a band that have gone in for some sort of library breaks business. Sniff that one off Instagram. Andy Votel was talking about it. He said he'd had a private press of it for ages.
Ah, ATA Records, they're out of Leeds.
Ah.
Yeah.
He said it's one of those that he's, whenever we play it, everyone's like, what's this? What's this? What's this? And it's finally been released. You can, I think there's still some 45s available. I was tempted, and I was like, what do I need this tough funk library breaks 45 for? Nobody's booking me to play that. So, tonight, just me and you.
Yeah.
No guest mix, no mix of troubles, hopefully.
Do you know what? I had a complete mind blank about what we did last week then. Yeah, that was the... We got away with it.
I think so.
Just about.
Yes, tonight, say standard show, old music, new old music, but also a disco mix set.
Oof.
So stay tuned for that, fans of reggae. Let's play some tunes.
Move your body to the music. get up, hop and groove. Get up, get up, get down, get down. Come on, get up, make your move. Automatic, automatic, keep shaking, up, making us stop and kick up, hop and groove.
Yeah. Spotify. An Spotify ist mal eine Prüfung hier. Naja, alles klar. Geht los. Du hörst Nachtzug auf Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Yeah, welcome back, folks. Left you there with some cooking jazz. Cooking in there.
Oh, that's a terrible pun. I've just realised.
Have you seen the album cover?
I don't think I have.
It's tremendous. It's a man eating a very, I say a man, it's Brother Jack McDuff eating an extremely large bit of meat.
Yeah, look at a full rack of ribs, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, his hands are what? I don't know, 2 foot apart, maybe? It's easily three times the size of his head. It's quite impressive. But as soon as I've started on this, we can move backwards.
Yep, go for it.
So we finished that set out with Hot Barbecue by Jack McDuff, Brother by Jack McDuff. Do you know who plays on that?
Nope.
George Benson.
Really?
Yeah. When he started out and his jazz guitar chops.
Mm. Yeah. I can hear it now.
You can hear it now?
Yeah.
You can hear Gimme the Night in there somewhere. In the background. from 65 or 66? Mid-60s, anyway. There was a reason why I picked this.
Singles night.
Yeah, that's right. Was it one of the last songs played? It was pretty close to the end.
It was towards the end of the night, yeah.
We already chatted about it, but it was a bit... It was too late to put it in the show last week.
Yes. And I'm convinced the DJ either played it twice or he's got a parts one and two record. But we've not been able to track down a parts one and two.
It definitely stopped and started again, didn't it?
Yes.
Does it not count as two plays?
I don't think so. I don't know if you're allowed to do rewinds. Did the crowd demand it? I know we demanded it. Oh, we should say, though, in a couple of weeks.
That was the reason I picked it, yes. So in a few weeks, we are doing...
Show 377. Yes.
So that means, because it ends in seven, our stupid rules means we're playing all sevens.
Yes.
Seven-inch records. So we decided, why not get Singles Night involved to contribute some seven-inch selections. We'll do a little head-to-head.
Yeah.
We're going to do a couple of sets. And we're going to do a couple of sets. And, yeah, see how it goes.
Should be good, I think.
Yes. So, yeah, that's the Sunday before Christmas, I should say. So,
yeah,
22nd.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, we'll update next week more. As we get closer, we'll build up the hype.
Yeah, that's what the professionals do, right? Before that, we had... Is it Bernard or Bernard? Pretty Purdy with Funky Donkey, which is, I found out this week, the track that then became, through Rudolph Alfonso and some others, the Death in the Arena, which is one of my favourite rhythms. We did actually hear that the same night we were out at Singles Night, in the courtyard. And it was late and the bass was too much from the inside. I couldn't, kind of lost the ability to speak. Because I really want to say I love this rhythm, but couldn't. Before that, we had some odd cumbia, cumbia on Moog with Cumbia de Sal. That's from Munster Records. They've said this surprisingly funky novelty tune has one of those breakbeat intros that loop makers drool for. Weird synth noodles and chipmunk chorus vocals only add to the what the factor in a good way.
Agree.
Yes. So if you're into songs that have the what the factor, then tune in next week, because that is show 375. So
plenty of that.
Yes, lots of oddball, uncomfortable, tough to listen to music, I'd say.
Yeah, we every 25 shows at the moment we purge our system.
Yes,
by getting all the weird stuff out. So for example, when we were doing that vinyl show the other week, I queued one up. Was it last week?
Yeah,
I queued one up and I decided, I went, no, this needs to be saved for the weirdo show.
Yeah, so tune in next week for that. There's a whole playlist of them. I think there's 12 hours or something, maybe 12 shows.
Imagine that back to back.
There's worse ways to soundtrack a day, I think.
It's a challenge.
Then we kicked off that set with Vernon Birch with Get Up, the weird 12-inch Cut Chemist remaster from his Bandcamp. I'm not quite sure on the legality of it, but it is what it is. Obviously well known from the Groovers in the Heart sample, also in the Death Mix Throwdown. Right, let's play some reggae, I guess.
Is this the disco mix set?
It is.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hail Jaman, he said him feel the vibration. Hail Jaman, what a rocking sensation. Some say, talking about the feeding of the 5,000. Kajaja bring a food for the whole nation. Every man and every woman bread a fish in a dem hand. But them talking about the feeding of the 5,000. Some say, Ajaja Thomas, away me say, him love enough music, away him do. This a wanna make you rock, I make you rock, I make you rock. This a wanna make you rock, I make you rock, I make you rock. Rock your back, oh, 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 rock your back. We'll be right back.
to Mashdown Road. Dread, dread stone, just I come to Mashdown Road. Your revival. You
Light, the light Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah, we're back, folks, for a long waffle break.
Yes.
Does that sound good?
It sounds great. I can't wait. We've not had anything to do for about half an hour.
So we might as well do something.
Yes, if you're just tuning in, this is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, going through till 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, we're sort of a bit out of sync, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, we're a bit out of sync because we got a bit indulgent there and did a little mix of disco mixes.
Yeah, our some talky sections in the show. If you haven't listened to us a lot, then we pretty much time the talky sections at the same times every week, roughly.
Yeah,
give or take minutes.
There is a method in the madness, because when we started off, we were terrible.
So we went, let's talk less.
Let's talk less, play more music.
And make the show easier.
Yes, there we go, because, you know.
All wins.
Putting this together every week, it takes work. I know.
It doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't sound like it, but as the long-suffering animal will attest to, it takes too much time and effort. What are you doing? Making a show. Again.
Why?
It's every week. It's every week. Yes, so what do we start off with? Oh, pretty much
four mixes in there, four disco mixes.
Four disco mixes. The first one was the same song essentially three times, kickstarted by you playing it last week for us to talk over.
Yeah, well, that was rude, wasn't it? So you gave it a fair airing.
Yes, so we started off with Tristan Palmer, or what does it say on the listing? Tristan
Palmer.
Yes, if there's somebody out there on Discogs that's got more different spellings of his name, we're yet to see it. That was released on Midnight Rock in 1981.
I think they'd just ask him what the name was and they'd spell it and then they'd write it on the record.
It's not like
it's just made it up.
It doesn't seem like it's that hard a name to... Anyway... after that we had the DJ cut, Jar Thomas, Feeling of the 5000.
He was the producer as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
And then went into King Tubby's Explosion Dub from possibly King Tubby's Meet Scientist in a world of dub. So there was arguments in YouTube comments about who's done the dub.
But if there's a Versus album with Scientist, he always claims he did all of it. Yeah. I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just saying he does always claim that he did all of it.
But I think I'm no expert.
I think it's because he was an engineer at the time, so they just, you probably get away with paying him a bit less than Tubby. And then they just put Tubby's name on to sell it, maybe. Wild speculation there.
Yes.
Don't hold me to that.
I think with that one, it does sound like a Tubby's dub, but then, what do you know? I mean, most people, they all sound the same. it turns out, after last week, me saying I've had this in my head for ages, turns out I've got it on record. So that's annoying. Just sat there on the racks the whole time in the Trojan dub box set I've got.
Nice.
After that, we had Prince Allah with Stone into the dub of that, which is Great Stone. We think it's King Tubby.
King Tubby and the Soul Syndicate, yeah. Yes. I've got that on Freedom Sounds and Dub on Blood and Fire. It's one of those like compilations.
I'm gonna send
the 90s.
Yes, going to send that one out to Mr. Meerkat. He's a big fan of that one. He also did a guest mix for us way, way back. Show 132. Yeah. We'll put a link to that in the show notes. Go and check that out. And if you enjoy that, what's even better is his Mr. Meerkat Presents Dancehall Gold 84 to 92.
Not this very show.
No, that was not from this one.
Wasn't it?
I don't know. It was from a CD that I got at some point. And then somebody uploaded it to Mixcloud.